Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's
catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. Tonight, Danielle Yeager from Caldwell Banker Advantage on Redboro Highway in Stevensville on the air with us. After visiting Southwest Michigan for summer vacation, she and the family lived here for more than 20 years now because, well, it is, after all, a great place to raise children. Fully involved in all kinds of youth and community activities in addition to real estate, Danielle has 24 recent home closings, four current listings, one of which currently under contract. We'll talk about that one anyways. And former client Kat Adam says Danielle is very efficient and has your needs and wants in mind always. Tons of patience with us being first-time homebuyers. She educated us every step of the way. Very personable and easy to talk with. I highly recommend Danielle Yeager. Danielle, by the way, is two L's. Cell phone is 876-2736. Website zapdanielle.com, ZAPDANIELLE.com. Email is danielle.yeager, YEAGER, at caldwellbanker.com. And of course, can be found on the CaldwellBankerAdvantage.com website, among other places. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So a brief, short background there. Tell us a little more about, for those who don't know you, a little bit more about your background.
My background, like you said, I used to visit here. My parents used to bring us up in the summer via boat. So we were water babies, came here every summer since I was 14 and just fell in love with it and decided to make it my home base. I love it. I can't think of a better place to raise a family. It's just an amazing area.
Down in Stevensville, are the kids in Lakeshore schools? Or
kids are in St. Joe schools. St. Joe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that does kind of, I have to deal with that conflict all the time. Is it St. Joe or Lakeshore?
Well, we're St. Joe. My husband is local, so he grew up in St. Joe schools. And although they're both fantastic school districts, I think you know once you're loyal to one, there was no moving to the other.
No, I'm waiting for the day when, budgets cause us to merge.
That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, which school colors get kept or not. You've been with Vicki Wade and the Caldwell Banker team for 3 years now?
3 years, yeah. It's a great place to be. It's a very family-oriented agency. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons I chose it over some other agencies is it's very informal, real casual. We have great agents there always willing to help the newbies out, which has been very instrumental in my success, I think, having other people who have experience and expertise being able to be available at all hours and for all of my questions.
Yeah, and as opposed to some organizations where people are fighting with each other to, you know, to climb over the top. David Hammerschmidt in particular been very helpful.
David's been a huge, huge help to me. I mean, he's probably been my number one mentor there at the office. He's been available. The poor guy has gotten calls from me at 11 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, can you answer this? Can you tell me about this? And he's always willing to help out and give me information. So he's been great. And Vicky's great. You know, I have to say, most of the agents there are, if they're not busy in with a client or something, they're always available for help, which is very nice.
It's a really nice team. Plus, nice centrally located for, not that any of us get a lot of walk-in clients these days, but right off.
We do sometimes.
Red Arrow Highway, yeah.
Yeah, we do actually sometimes. One of my first floor calls, you know, most of the agents in the offices have to do floor time. And one of my early floor calls was a walk-in from Stevensville who it turned into a listing. It was an amazing listing in the Village condos there. And I was at the right place at the right time.
Excellent. One of the listings that you have that sold, 5901 Wabash Lane in Stevensville, you sold that in like 2 days, 3 days?
It went on the market Thursday. We had showings all weekend and it was sold by Sunday.
You're talking about this Memorial Day weekend?
No, actually, this was a couple weeks ago. Yep.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Steady showings that whole weekend. People were super excited to get in. They had seen the pictures online and just knew that it was going to be a great place. It was a beautiful, beautiful, well-maintained home. I mean, the home inspector that had come through actually noted to the homeowner that he was looking for something.
To find,
looking for a fault at the house. I mean, it was impeccably maintained, just a beautiful home. And that's a great, great neighborhood there, too.
Four bedrooms, three full baths, a half bath, 2,780, almost 3,000 square feet. Only 2009, not that old. Screened in porch, and it's got to be that a vaulted ceiling, I think, and by just by looking at the exterior pictures, plus three-car attached garage.
Actually, it's a four-car. That third car they added on while they were in the building process, and that's a tandem garage.
Oh,
so
wow.
You could actually fit four cars in there. Full finished basement with a kitchen down there, and just a beautiful, the Three Seasons room and the pool out back. I mean, great home for entertaining, and it's no surprise that it went quickly like that.
Yeah. We need to take a quick break to take care of the radio side of business, but when we come back, let's talk about listing these kind of houses and how quickly they move, and the discussion we were having off here about rents.
Sure.
All right?
Yeah.
We're talking with Danielle Yeager, Coldwell Banker Advantage. Phone number again is 876-2736 if you'd like to list or would like Danielle to show you homes. And the email address is Danielle, that's Danielle dot Yeager, Yeager, at CaldwellBanker.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about real estate. Tonight, Danielle Yeager, Coldwell Banker Advantage, on the air with us. Phone number again is 876-2736, 269 area code, of course. Website zapdanielle.com, ZAPDANIELLE.com. Email Danielle Yeager, Danielle.Yeager at CaldwellBanker.com, and easy to find online. There are a lot of Yeagers in real estate.
Are there?
Yeah. When I was Google searching and seeing what I could find about you, there's a lot of you. It's across the country.
I've been told never to Google myself. Don't people say that's not really a good idea?
Well, it depends on whether you're a narcissist or and you're not, or what other ego issues you might have. But so we were talking about 5901 Wabash Lane in Stevensville, and you had a bunch of folks who came through looking at it. And of course, it's now sold. We're still in the process of getting to closing, but who said, boy, if you can find other houses like this, let us know.
Right, absolutely. I've had several families that came in and said, this is the house for us, and just, you know, couldn't swing it in time. Maybe they had something to sell, or the fear that people have right now is not having a place to move into. If they put their home on the market, they're afraid they're not going to find something in time because the inventory is just flying.
So tight.
So tight. So if anybody in Windstone has something to sell, they should let me know, because I definitely have some people that are lined up looking for that neighborhood. I mean, it's an attractive neighborhood. People really want to get in there. It's also a great school district. So, you know, they're lined up for it.
Yeah.
Waiting for an opening.
You also had clients who said, hey, I'd list with you, but I need something to rent first.
Right. So I've spent a lot of time this past year looking for rentals for people. You know, as realtors, we'd rather sell a house.
Right.
But obviously it takes, you know, some people need a place to stay in the interim. And sometimes if, you know, with the market moving as quickly as it is, they can't find anything in time. So they don't want to be forced into making a decision too quickly. So I'm happy to help them find something to rent in the interim so that they can find the house that they want and not just settle for something that's available right this minute.
Well, and in this client's case, you did, because somebody else left Whirlpool and decided to move back to California or however.
Exactly, exactly. So an ideal location just happened to open up. And just, you know, from having a few connections, it's nice to know people. In this case, it was available. Perfect timing. I mean, they moved out last week. My clients will be moving in next week. So the timing could not have been more ideal.
Well, and this business is all, whether my side or your side, is all networking.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's great working with lenders. It's great working with other agents. I mean, I think a lot of times people think that the agents are just all in competition, and we are. But a lot of times, you know, we'll post on the realtor Facebook chat that we've got a rental available if somebody needs it. So I feel like we've got a pretty good community of realtors out here too that are willing to help out. And
yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. It's a great group overall of folks that you can trust and be honest with about this is what I need. And everybody takes care of their clients that way. You've got a great listing for 2899 at 820 Lincoln Pines Place in St. Joe. That's a beautiful looking brick and siding exterior. Four bedrooms, four full baths, 3,600 square feet. Tell me about this house.
That is huge. It is a huge ranch. I mean, it's not typical to find a ranch that size right across the street from Upton Middle School. So you're a great location right there. And the basement is huge. The people that had that house had put an addition on several years ago with a beautiful master suite. So that's what gave us another one of the full baths in there. But when they did the addition, unlike what most people do and put it on a slab, they dug a basement for it. So they added on to the basement as well. So the amount of space in that home is just huge.
Yeah, originally built in 1994, this is the kind of house, too, that a lot of folks, because I'm in that age where we've already done the downsizing from the 4,000 mm-hmm. square feet to the 1,800, as it were, but finished basement, but single main floor for everything.
For everything. Laundry on the main floor. You know, you've got three full baths on the main floor, which is a lot. I mean, not many homes have three full right up on that main floor.
One of the other unique things about this house, too, is when I go to that price per square foot range, that's a huge, I don't mean huge. I mean, getting that much square footage for that price range is phenomenal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've priced it. I feel like we've priced it fairly reasonably. It does need some updates, but it's just waiting for someone to make it their own and bring it up to date with their own tastes and their own colors and things like that. You know, the footprint of the house is amazing. The structure is, it's built really well. It's got a great location. I think it's an ideal home.
Near Upton, you're zipping over. Rogers is right there.
Right.
94 is right there. And you're not that far away from downtown and Silver Beach if you want those.
Anywhere you need to be.
Four bedrooms and four full baths, 3,630 square feet. Address again is 820 Lincoln Pines Place in St. Joe, 49085, of course. I don't know. Why do we add in zip codes? I don't know. And the listing price is 289-9 Danielle Yeager. Again, her phone number is 876-2736, area code 269. The email is danielle.yeager@caldwellbanker.com and website zapdanielle.com, zapdanielle.com. The company website, easy to find, caldwellbankeradvantage.com, among other places. Let's take another quick break and take care of that radio side, and then we'll come back and talk about some of your other listings and things you see in the market.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. We're talking with Danielle Yeager, Caldwell Banker Advantage. Website zapdanielle.com, zapdanielle.com. And the cell phone is 876-2736, whether you'd like Danielle to show you homes or you're ready to list, because, boy, we could use some listings.
We definitely could. We'd like to get people out there. And, you know, people are just afraid to put their homes on the market, but if they're ready, there's people out there waiting for them.
Well, and one of the things that I've seen and talked about a lot in this as we move through the near the end of the second quarter is home buyers being less, it's got to be perfect and have everything I want and be in perfect move-in shape. And I had folks I spent a couple hours with Saturday morning and said, why don't you go look for something that you could get for less money than you wanted to spend? And then spend your next 4 or 5 years with you doing those upgrades to it. And you'll have something that then gains equity. And, well, you either go, hey, now we're in the perfect house.
Right, or exactly. Make it your own.
Yeah. Now you can put it back in the market, sell it for enough margin that you then can move up to the level you're looking for now but haven't found.
Those are really fun buyer appointments to go on, actually, because you take a lot of times it might be a younger couple looking for their first home. Their budget may not be as big. And it's really fun to go into a home with people like that that can see what it might look like rather than kind of picking apart, you know, somebody that's looking for that perfect home and is just going to pick things apart. It's great to go in with someone who's got an open mind and willing to look at things and gosh, I could make it my own. I could make it look exactly how I want it to and increase the value. I mean, it's amazing how little money you can spend on a home and really increase the value of it.
Yeah. As you go through. Yep. You have one that just came out back out 5219 Hollywood Road in St. Joe for only $169,000. And this, I think, fits part of that description. Three bedrooms, full bath, 5 full acres. And it's not easy to find 5 acres in St. Joe, as it were. 2-car garage, detached, wine country near, is how we describe that in the area.
It is right out there. It's got some great fields of its own. In addition to the 2-car garage, it's got another barn with a chicken coop attached. If you wanted to use it for a chicken coop, I think the last owner had her dog staying in there at times. But yeah, 5 acres you could have. I checked with the township. You can have livestock out there. There's a certain number per acre that you can have. So if
it's not a farm. We're not calling it a farm.
We're not calling it a farm. No, it's just a home with acreage. But the great thing about it is you've got 5 acres, like you said, that's not always available in St. Joe. So you've got country living right here in the city.
And so, beautiful bay window looking out the front of the house. And that's the front, correct?
Correct.
And this looks like one of those turn-of-the-century old farmhouses built in 1920 that's had some updates to it because the siding is clearly not 1920.
It's had some updates. It could use a little more, but it's just a really quaint little house. And the nice thing about this house, too, is the basement. You know, sometimes you get into those older farmhouses and you go look, and the basements can be a little bit scary. This one, the people that had lived here for quite a long time really maintained. Basement is in great shape. It's dry. It's just a home like that with that many acres in a location like you have in St. Joe over there. It's just a great bargain, I think.
And as you're moving down Hollywood Road, when you get to the 5200 level, that's actually the funny thing about school districts. St. Joe mailing address, Lakeshore Schools. And a great school district, of course. Mm-hmm. But you have the convenience of, again, you're still not that far away from, you know, shopping or groceries or movie theater, whatever else you want to do. But you're out in that far down Hollywood. There's not as much traffic going by. So it's a little quieter. And 5 acres is just nice.
And it's just pretty. It's really pretty. It's a beautiful place. I mean, I've been there all seasons, and it's just a gorgeous lot.
And plus, from the views, you're probably looking at, grapes and maybe some hop fields are going up these days.
There could be. I don't know about hops, but there's definite grapes. You could do straw hay on the property. You could rent some of it out and let someone else farm it if you just want to look at it.
At $169,000, you're just talking about very affordable. I mean, in comparison to rent.
Right.
You're going to be
It's less than five acres, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's less than rent. And it's not, the 5 acres I don't think is difficult to maintain. It doesn't all have to be mowed. There's some woods on the backside of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's got a great view from every window. Every window you look out, you're going to look out at something pretty. You've got woods, you've got fields. It's just really pretty. Beautiful sunsets.
5219 Hollywood Road in St. Joe. Lakeshore Schools, again, 3 bedrooms, 1 full bath, a lot of potential, and just a great size, 1,200, easy to maintain in terms of house footage with some outbuildings as well.
Mm-hmm.
Call Danielle if you'd like to see the house. Phone number, again, is 876-2736, and you can find more information about Hollywood Road sitting out at zapdanielle.com. Another listing of yours. This looks manufactured, yes?
This is manufactured, but it has a stick-built guest house on the property. So this was an interesting one to kind of come up with a price on. The location on it is great. This is up in Hager Shores there, and it is part of the Lake Michigan Beach Association.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've ever seen their updated clubhouse. They've recently redone their clubhouse. It's gorgeous. Beautiful, beautiful clubhouse. And they really kept the integrity of the building, the old trim, the old doors and glass in it. Really beautiful. And that beach there is still an impressive beach. I know we have issues sometimes up and down our lakeshore with beaches coming and going as the seasons come and go.
That beach doesn't have a channel nearby that's shifting how the sand moves.
Right. So that one, the beach is still intact. It's beautiful. There's a play area. The clubhouse is huge. And the nice thing about this property, too, is back in the day, they were selling those parcels of property out there. They were really small parcels, and people would scoop up six of them or eight of them at a time. So they do have extra lots available with this one. And it's just, you know, that with the guest house on the property makes it a really unique property.
Yeah. The address is 6001 Jefferson Street in Coloma. But again, it's part of that Shores development by Lake Michigan with private beach access. The price is only $179.5. And there are some folks who they get scared away by manufactured homes. They don't they don't concern me at all when it comes to financing or the quality of construction going into it. Because if you think about, well, in order to get the house moved to there and put, it has to be solidly well built. And you're talking about, in almost all cases, still 2x6 construction. You've got 1,500 square feet in the house, two full baths plus a half bath, three bedrooms, gas, forced air furnace, of course, central air, I'm assuming?
Yes, it does have central air.
And just a great location with enough of those lots. You used to be able to get some of those lots when you bought a Chicago Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
Turn of the century, you know. I'm going to buy a subscription to the Chicago Tribune, and they're going to give me a 10x40-foot lot. Yeah.
Can you imagine a lot giveaway today? That gave you some beach access.
Right.
That, I mean, it's that alone makes it worth it. And, you know, people come from out of town. This is a great place. This is, again, kind of a quiet setting, a lot of woods there, and you're not right on the beach, but you're not going to be for that price. I mean, where else for under $200,000 can you have access to the beach like that? To your own beach, right? I mean, it's just not going to happen. So this is a great, great opportunity for someone. And, you know, maybe someone coming in from Chicago who wants to get away from it all and have some peace and quiet, or Indiana, anywhere around here. I mean, it's an ideal location for something like that.
Well, and again, when you start talking about deeded beach access to Lake Michigan, let alone any of the private beaches, the smaller inland lakes, $179.5, you'd be looking at like a 400 square foot shack or something.
And this gives you great living space and an additional living space. I mean, having that separate quarters is
kids,
very nice.
Go to your house.
Yep. Grandma.
Mom. <yeah. laughs> I've had enough of the in-laws today. Go to your house. $179.5 is that listing price. It's 6001 Jefferson Street, Coloma mailing address, but as you said, Hager Shores.
Right, right in that area.
I understand that Coloma stretches all the way over to Lake Michigan. So Coloma schools, too, if you had kids and were staying in as your primary residence. Danielle's cell phone number is 876-2736. The email is danielle.yeager@caldwellbanker.com. And website zapdanielle.com, right?
Correct.
Right. Let's take another quick break to take care of that radio side of business, and then we'll come back and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, I have a teaser I'd like to talk about.
Ooh, okay.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. Tonight on the air, it's Danielle Yeager from Caldwell Banker Advantage. Cell phone number is 876-2736. You can find Danielle's website at zapdanielle.com. And Danielle has two L's, because otherwise I guess it'd be Daniel.
That's right. That's my dad.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to answer your questions about real estate.
And the email is danielle.yeager@caldwellbanker.com. We were just talking off air. You've got a new listing coming up that sounds just amazing.
We are not on the market yet. They're getting ready. And this is just an amazing, amazing home out in Royalton Township. It's a 4-bedroom, 3 full bath. And the entertaining space on this home is absolutely unbelievable. Beautiful pool. And the lot is landscaped. I believe it's over 2 acres. And it's so private. I mean, you can be out in the pool. No one's going to see you. You can get your tan. You can get everything tan if you want. It's a great
pool.
Yes.
It's a swimming pool.
It's a swimming pool. It is a huge pool. It's beautiful. And they have a pool house for it, a heated pool house with gas. And it's just a beautiful private setting. They redid the entire, they did a gut remodel on it. I think it was in 2008. So it's all updated. It's beautiful vaulted ceilings, gorgeous woodwork, beautiful kitchen, top of the line appliances. It's going to be a great listing. I'm really excited about it.
And folks just moving, changing jobs.
Changing jobs. Yep. Had no intentions of leaving. So really put their hearts into the house and made it their own and just made it beautiful, because I think they thought they were going to be there for the long haul.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be a good gain for someone else.
4 bedrooms, 3 full baths. And if you want to get a sneak peek early, or you want to get an inside track on it for? What's the price range? Not, I don't know if you've finalized the price yet.
We're going to be in the low threes on that.
Wow.
Yes, it's going to be an amazing deal.
4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2 acres in Royalton with a pool in a pool house in the low threes. That.
On a ravine.
On a ravine.
On a ravine setting.
Okay, you'll have 6 offers
yes.
in an hour.
You're not going to. Give me a call. We'll get you in.
876-2736 is Danielle's number. Danielle.Yeager at CaldwellBanker.com and zap Danielle to the website, though this house is not on.
Not yet on there.
Later this week, maybe?
Later this week or early next week.
Let's call Danielle now so you can get in to see it before, because maybe you make an offer before it gets listed and we'll go full price or not.
That's what's been happening with the market lately. I mean, people hear about something and before it even gets listed, there's phone calls, there's homes are going over asking price.
Yeah. Well, you and I were talking about it before we went on the air. We're bidding clients with indifferent loan officers in my office going after the same property.
That makes it difficult because, you know, one of the things that we talk to our clients about when I have, when I'm listing it and we've got offers coming in is we look at the lenders and,
Sure.
you know, who do we want to have someone local? It's a lot easier to work with somebody who's local and can answer your phone calls right away. And you're
right.
Easy. That makes it difficult to decide when you've got two in the same office there.
Well, in that case, it may come down to, do I want a conventional offer or an FHA
right.
offer? And it was Kelly, Luna and I were just kind of laughing about it this morning because she was talking about the listing and I went, I know that listing because I spent an hour with somebody on Saturday who was making an offer too, and we're seeing offers in the, you know, and this fact that we're coming back today, and it's at least $2,000 to $3,000 over what
right.
the listing price was. And in most cases, not having any problem with those on appraisals. But as you were saying, whether you've got somebody who's, that approval letter is coming from Horizon or Chemical or United or Honor, just as an example, as opposed to some of the folks who are out of state or out of town. And
or online.
Yeah.
Shutter.
Well, in particular, because you don't know where the appraisers are coming from, and you can't walk into their office.
Right. We have relationships. We have relationships with our local lenders, and our buyers and sellers benefit from that. Okay. There's no doubt that they benefit from the relationships that we have and that we've established with our local lenders.
Right. And it, again, that ties back to if you're the selling agent, you're sitting down with your homeowner and going, well, we have these 6 offers and we know who these folks are, both on the listing agent side and the lender side.
Right.
We know we can trust that if they say this is X, it's going to be X.
And that they'll get us to closing on time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
the last thing that, you, especially when you get moving trucks lined up and those kind of things, as long as somebody didn't show up in a brand new Mercedes 350 SL convertible. Or
oh, is that for me?
Well, you know, we were doing Memorial Day dinner on Monday, and I have a brother-in-law who works for Basney Honda, and they had 2011 used.
In. Oh,
so he
nice.
Took it home for the weekend, and yeah, it was.
That's a nice ride.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I could go for that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a mom of 3, so I will not be driving any Mercedes. I just finally got rid of a minivan. That was a major accomplishment
now you're
in my
the
life.
SUV?
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, what ages?
I have a 16-year-old. My middle will be, she'll be 13 in July, and then I have a 9-year-old. Oh, all girls.
Nice spread.
Yeah.
As it were. So you're saving up for the weddings and college at the same time.
Well, dance is killing us right now. It's the dance classes that I'm not sure. They're all going to have to elope, I think. I did not. No. So I was not prepared for the amount of
money
and time that goes into dance. Yeah, I had no idea.
Well, and at 16, is doing driver's ed this summer?
16, she drives. Thank goodness. She's been a godsend to us.
Well, now you really want the SUV.
Yeah. Well, and she can help with the drives. That's nice. She's driving grandma's car right now, so she's helping out.
Excellent. Yeah, my youngest just graduated St. Joe, or graduating however this weekend from St. Joe. But he held off on purpose on getting his license till he was 18. My middle son did the same thing.
So that you couldn't force him to do errands and drive around?
Well, he just didn't have a need for it.
Shh, don't tell my daughter that.
Well, his having his license, and we have the cars anyways, was
right.
just freed up about 10 hours a week for me.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing the amount of time. And she just had to give the car back for a couple of weeks. So it's amazing when I went right back to it, to having to drive all 3 kids around, how much time you realize you spend in the car. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, what do we do before Bluetooth?
Bluetooth and audiobooks. We listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, thank you. We talked earlier about rising, you know, the rising rents in the country, in this area in particular. How do you think that's affecting the amount of people getting on the market, looking for houses, trying to find something now? Because before they have to renew, say, that lease for a year. Or,
well, gosh, I mean, with prices, you know, you look at that $169,000 house. With prices in that range, you can buy for less than you can rent.
Right.
I mean, so it makes a lot of sense. Plus, you're getting equity. It makes more sense for people if they're going to stay put to purchase.
Yeah.
And just the rental market is so tricky around here. So,
yeah.
You know, anybody who has extra cash really needs to be buying some homes so that they could rent them out.
Yeah. Well, I was meeting with a couple on Saturday who have great income due to divorces. There's some other odd things going out there with exes, which not having been through a divorce, I see them all the time. But they were thinking about maybe we'll buy a lot and build a house.
Well, but the cost of building is so high right now, though.
And good builders could be a year out.
They're booked out, right? You know. They won't even quote. We went through it ourselves. We just
Did
moved
really?
In. Yes, we moved into Edgewater last year, looking at some of the local builders, people that we knew were going to do a good job. We couldn't even get quotes because they were so busy.
So where did you find a builder from?
We did end up with a local builder, Dan McConomy from Stevensville.
Yeah.
He did a wonderful job. I'll definitely give a shout out to him because he did a fantastic job. We were thrilled with him. And we've been there for a year, and I wouldn't change it. But quite honestly, being a realtor, we were looking right up until we ended up building, just because the cost of building is so high and the cost of being able to buy something that's existing is far more feasible.
We've got to be close to the point for Harbor Shores, for Edgewater, but almost for Harbor Shores too, that the lots are almost gone.
We're just about sold out in Edgewater, at least. Harbor Shores is getting there. Harbor Shores has had a great boom. I mean, they've been building like crazy over there. So, and it's just a great place to be. Again, you're close to the lake, you're close to the golf courses. It's a beautiful place to be. I mean, Southwest Michigan is such a beautiful area. We have so much right at our fingertips here, where you could walk out your door and be on the golf course or be at the beach or be in the woods. I mean, we've got it all.
Yeah, or you've got Broadway coming into Lake Michigan College.
Yeah.
And if you really need it, Chicago is just not that far away.
90 minutes away.
Or Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm.
I avoid Detroit.
Well, and that's a little bit of a longer haul. I mean, when you have things so close, why travel that far when everything is so close?
Well, and you can, if you like the Cubs or the White Sox, those games are nearby, but you can drop down into South Bend for a lot less money and see a good baseball game. And
yeah, we're actually excited to take the kids. We haven't been to the South Bend Cubs game, so we thought we were going to try that this summer.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to talk about? God told me to tell you to call Danielle.
I actually had a client say that to me. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Yes. We did not end up listing, but he was a pastor, and I don't know if he had seen an ad of mine or something, but he said, God told me to give you a call. And I said, well,
that
I'm sure glad you listened.
Shudder.
Yeah, it was a little nerve wracking, but I said, well, I'm glad you listened. You know, when God speaks, we need to listen to him.
It's the one we think it's God that it's not.
Yeah,
you have to watch out for. Yeah, I have. I just got my Wisconsin license only because I have a client who'd been looking for 7 months in Michigan and then decided to buy in Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Didn't want to work with somebody else. I said, well, let me go get the license.
Well, that's dedication on your part. That's nice.
But so this morning, corporate was emailing me going, hey, I hadn't updated your cards to show the Wisconsin license yet. Is there anything else you want changed about that? And that was my joke. Yeah. God told me to tell you to call John.
That's a great tagline.
I'm not putting that in the cards, though.
Am I allowed to use that now since it really happened?
Sure. Well, I don't know. You might have to run it by Caldwell Corporate.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure how that would pan out.
Also, it could be offensive to some folks.
It could. Well, we don't want to limit my pool either. I mean,
I'm atheist, agnostic. That works
everybody,
for me.
Everybody can call me. Whoever your God is, you can call me.
Danielle Yeager, Caldwell Banker Advantage. Their corporate offices, of course, are on Red Arrow Highway, right off I-94, down in Stevensville. Website for Danielle is zapdanielle.com. Cell phone is 876-2736. And email is danielle.yeager@caldwellbanker.com. Danielle is D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E. And Yeager is Y-E-A-G-E-R. Is there family relations to Chuck? Has anybody asked?
How everybody asked. Everybody asks. I wish. There is no relation. Nope.
Oh, darn.
I know. Could be really good for me, but no. No relation. The family's been local, though.
New listing. There's lots of play on words there, even if they're not a relationship. Well, you're going to have a great summer. And I hope the kids have some fun, too, and you don't work all of it. It's because it's our main season, so I know
it is our
busy
season. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, though. I mean, we're starting to get into the nicer weather. I love going on listing appointments when we get to go on beautiful homes in the summer. I mean, last summer I spent a good amount of time with a couple who was looking for a home all the way from New Buffalo to South Haven. And we did end up finding him a beautiful home up in South Haven. But those were some great days looking at lakefront properties.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's not.
Out in the sun. And
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Just beautiful. And taking some pictures and saying, this is my office today right at the beach. So, you know, it's not all bad.
No, not at all. All right, Danielle, thanks for your time. I appreciate you coming in. Have a great summer. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.